Well, we met the Sprinkle King, but it looks like he's really more of a Sprinkle Mafia head based on the music they were playing at the beginning of that episode and when they showed him later.
The Godfather is the I Ching.
What?
You've got mail.
The Godfather is the I Ching. The Godfather is the sum of all wisdom. The Godfather is the answer to any question. What should I pack for my summer vacation? Leave the gun, take the canola. What day of the week is it?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
It's the answer to all of life's questions. What should I pack? Leave the gun, take the cannoli. What day of the week is it? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Go to the mattresses.
Yeah, this is, we're getting a few more You've Got Mail quotes in so that somebody can eventually stitch together the whole movie.
You better believe that when I took in my notes that they were playing the Godfather music, I thought, I know what I'm about to reference.
Not I know what I'm about Godfather. To say. Yeah, the movie You've Got Mail, which references the Godfather.
Go to the mattresses. And then she says, Frank, do you know what that means? And he's like, yeah, the Godfather. Great movie.
And she's very impressed.
That Frank knows.
Yeah.
I think she's just kind of like, I feel like it's like the You've Got Mail version of the Roman Empire, where she's like,
oh, right.
I didn't realize that
men thought about this every day. Mm-hmm. Yep. Men are thinking about the Godfather all the time.
Every day. Mm-hmm. You've Got Mail is my Roman Empire.
It's your Godfather / Roman Empire.
I loved the Sprinkle King.
Okay,
I want him to be my daddy.
Yeah, I think you want him to sprinkle something all over you.
Yeah, fancy sprinkles, Jimmy's, hundreds and thousands.
Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to make our big announcement, which is...
We're getting back together!
No, even bigger than that.
Ryan has put together
much
a giveaway.
Bigger than that.
A much anticipated giveaway.
Sprinkle giveaway presenting the Here for the Wrong Reasons sprinkling hundreds and thousands of smiles Sprinkle King giveaway.
Wow. Can we get a t-shirt with that?
It's a pretty great name.
Yeah.
So all you have to do, folks, we're going to share an image promoting this Sprinkle King.
I don't want to say we.
Well, you have to do it because you run our Instagram.
Yeah.
So
I don't think compensation Anna is the social media coordinator.
Anna will share an image that, there's the cat. She's excited about the Sprinkle giveaway. If you like the image, you have a chance to win free sprinkles. If you send a Gmail that references sprinkles, you have a chance to win.
But... be honest, because Ryan tried to get...
here's what happened.
I'm getting a text from Dorinda right now.
Yeah, she's getting her own sprinkles.
She's like, ooh, I feel these jimmies.
I'm feeling the jimmies right now. So Dorinda's getting her own sprinkles, irregardless of what happens in the giveaway. Yes,
what
just because she's such a fan.
Lady.
She's getting a Wilton six-pack, variety spring six-pack of sprinkles.
You know, sometimes I feel like you give a gift and you think it won't be appreciated. This gift.
This one is going to be appreciated.
Dorinda sent me a picture where she had just a Ziploc baggie full of sprinkles, and she said she does that when she knows she's going to Jason's Deli.
Wait, she takes the sprinkles to Jason's so she can put it on the ice cream.
She brings her own sprinkles when she knows she might hit up some soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, I love that. That is thinking ahead. Well, she's going to have plenty of sprinkles to work with.
Well, there you go.
But let's get back to it. So you will win sprinkles, but what you won't win are Jubilee Nick Georgius sprinkles.
Yes.
I went to the Jubilee website, you can too, and tried to actually buy their sprinkles, and they have pictures of delicious looking sprinkles, but no option at all by which to buy said sprinkles.
Not for you, sir.
So I emailed the contact, which is nick@jubileecandycore.com.
Do you feel like Maria's dad like has this secret dream that she's going to marry Nick and they're going to inherit his sprinkles empire and run it together?
I think so, yes. Yeah, that she will become the sprinkle queen. and asked how we could purchase said sprinkles. No response.
When did you email him
the night this aired, which his inbox is probably blowing up.
Yeah.
And then I emailed him a follow-up email.
Wow. I feel like Nick is probably going to take out a restraining order.
I'm a dog with a bone.
Maybe you could find out where they distribute to.
Maybe so. Because
I feel like they probably just sell wholesale.
Right.
And so maybe you need to take a trip to Canada and see how you can get your mitts on some of these sprinkles.
I may need to take a work trip to Ontario.
And also some maple whiskey, whatever that is.
Also, I forgot, I called them as well, but no one answered the phone.
Do you have a job,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, I did it at work.
Is this what you get to do when you work. Get tenure? You're just like, I have a bunch of stuff to grade. I'm on this thesis, but you know what? I really got to take care of this sprinkle
thing. I got
a
lot of good work. I got a 302-page manuscript formatted
today.
I'll be
texting our department chair about this.
Go ahead and let him know he's going to want to enter this sprinkle contest. So point being, your hopes up that it's going to be Jubilee Candy Company sprinkles, but there will be sprinkles for one lucky, randomly selected winner.
Real lucky listener.
Yep, it could be you, listener. It could be you.
Do they get multiple entries if they like the Instagram post and send you an email?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
That's two entries.
Do you feel a little creepy about just using this to basically solicit emails to your private email account?
No, that's the point. Uh-huh. Yes, okay. that's why this exists.
Just making sure.
Every promotional giveaway is really for the benefit of the hosts.
How many
and the show.
Entries do we usually garner in these giveaways?
I mean, we haven't done a giveaway in a while. A pair of socks / emotional intelligence book.
And a picture of your sparkling leaves.
Yep. And, I couldn't tell you. We'll see. Blow this up, gang.
Okay, yeah. Let's really make this go viral.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of listeners, you've got some shout-outs.
Yes.
Hit us with them.
Oh, boy. We got long message from Amy.
Okay. Amy, thanks for listening. What's Amy have to say?
She says, thank you, in all caps. You're welcome.
Is this going to be a thank you to me?
It's to both of us, but really it's more me. Although we both agreed on this. She says, thank you for calling out Maria's threat to leave moment as very not sweet or cute and clearly at least a little bit manipulative.
A little bit?
Actually, she phrased it a little bit manipulative.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
A little bit.
Yes.
She says, I don't necessarily dislike Maria for anything in particular, but I seriously have not been able to compute the internet's literal obsession with and constant blind lionization of her.
This blind lionization must end.
And then this is where it gets interesting. She said, did either of you also view Joey's reactions and behavior during the same scene as kind of weird? When I was watching it, my first thought was, is this Joey being manipulative for maybe the first time this season? Maybe that's not the most accurate way of describing what he was giving off, but all I can say is, to me, he was immediately giving off the same sketchy, manipulative vibes I know all too well, 10-minute version.
All too well, Taylor's version.
After spending too many years with one especially sketchy and manipulative college boyfriend.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So there's more... she says she's like, I like him a lot. You know, he's one of the best leads since
she likes Joey. Mm-hmm. Not the college, the manipulative college boyfriend.
Scanning it. All of that just to say Joey has up to this point been kind of error-free, meeting some way higher standards than we collectively usually set for the men.
I agree, Amy. That's kind of what I've been getting at, too, is just to be decent, it puts you in the top third of these gentlemen.
I do agree, actually, that Joey was also... I don't know. I agree with you, Amy, that it's kind of hard to put into words exactly what was going on. But I feel like, there's... To create a metaphor that Joey would understand, in tennis, sometimes
we talk
about a little thing called playing to someone's level. So it means that if you go out there and you're playing against a really good player, then you play your best game. If you go out there and you play against someone who's worse than you, suddenly like you're making these dinky shots, you know? Uh-huh. And I feel like Joey was doing that a little bit
So like Maria dragged him to her level. Well, he was playing like, at Maria's level.
If you're
going to
play with me, I'm going to play with you.
Okay. So, but playing to their level means like you kind of raise or lower your game based on
who you're playing.
Yeah, based on who you're playing.
And
okay.
So I feel like whereas Joey might not at all feel the need to be manipulative with someone like Kelsey or Daisy, who are just like straightforward with him,
right.
Like not clearly not playing a game. I could see if Maria is playing games, Joey's like, psh, game on.
Could, to extend the tennis metaphor, could we say that we can assign double fault?
Wow.
Look at that.
This is
yeah.
someone who's played at least three USTA matches.
This is someone who today unsubscribed from the USTA mail list because I don't need to get those emails
That's
anymore.
That's a bummer.
Well, I don't need them anymore. Yeah.
I'm going to sign you back up for them.
I don't need to know. I'll unsubscribe again.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Maria's gone. And I know not every... Well, actually, no. I'll say I wish that Maria had stuck around for the fantasy suites because as one of our reviewers also lamented, guess we won't know if she's a freak in the sheets.
I mean,
oh,
you
come
told
on.
Me,
Maria's a freak in
well,
the sheets.
Well, you told me to tread lightly on this subject
no,
earlier.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
About what?
To watch my butt. My assumption
did I say
was
to
that...
watch your butt or are you saying watch my butt?
I don't know what the second one means.
Is that meant to be an interjection or like a, or did I actually say watch your butt?
Watch your butt
yeah,
on this.
Well,
yeah.
You should watch your
I
butt.
Do watch my butt. It looks great. but what I suspected all along was that Joey was in it for the fantasy suites with Maria. So this was a shocking
I thought
outcome.
So too. However, I will also say, if I had to guess 2 weeks ago, I never would have pinned Daisy as being in a music video about licking sex off nuts. So sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes the people that seem the most freaky are actually the most vanilla and vice versa.
Well, what happened is Joey saw that video.
He was like, Daisy's gotta
whoa.
Stay.
And you know what? Daisy whoa, wrote that whoa, lyric whoa. Too. That guy had something way tamer and Daisy was like, no, let me give
she
you a
like,
line.
She was like, let me punch this up.
Yeah, I've
bit.
Got a line for you right here.
I want to circle back around really quick to the end
okay.
of Amy's message.
Okay, we're still, okay, Amy, we're still on Amy.
She says, seriously love the pod. It's one of only three I listen to, and I've been obsessed since Nathaniel Rivers recommended y'all to me when Pilot Pete's season had just started.
Oh, our listener Nathaniel.
And then she says, I was in the English department at SLU for a while, but left in 2021. Can confidently say Nathaniel is one of the only good things that grad program has going for it. Aw, look at you, buddy.
Well, do we want to knock the whole SLU
sure.
program on this?
I don't give
this?
A shit. Yeah. She,
sorry,
you know
SLU, that we're giving you a bad
also,
name, but Nathaniel's great.
Sorry to our other friends that definitely teach in that program, too.
They suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Nathaniel that's great.
I've said that
I mean,
that
he'll
forever.
Ruin a marriage, but he mm-hmm. will. He's a pretty good professor, I've heard.
I've heard.
All right, who else do we have here?
All right, we also have... Amanda, mm-hmm. actually, I'm going to save this one. Well, do we want to save it? How interested are you in singing a little bit right now?
Very.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello to my favorite podcast host. So excited for this week's episode. I was hoping to request a few musical theater references.
Okay.
In this
if
week's
I know
episode.
Them, I'll sing them right now.
As a musical theater fan, I love hearing you both talk about your favorite shows. Thanks for the laughs. Always.
Wait, does she tell us what we have to sing? No. All right, so
Ryan
what,
just
you
tried
just...
to, like, Truman Show the pod.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
I
off
said...
air, he was like, what do you want to sing? I said, I'm not telling you.
All right, well, let's hear it then. Here we go. What do you got? I'm Ed Harris over here.
yeah.
Truman Showing this whole thing. You were real. You were real.
Well, the obvious musical reference is Tiana, right? They play that New
oh,
Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Song. Catch them down in
New Orleans. Oh, this is what, this is what Amanda wanted. Down in the Southland.
There's a city Way down on the river.
Revel.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What do the men deliver? Where the women are very pretty.
And all the men deliver vitamin D.
Pizza.
They deliver DD, some deep dickin'. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You asked what they deliver. They deliver. It's hot and ready.
Disney
and it's there.
Musical. I don't think that they're
it's
delivering.
It's there in 30 minutes or less.
We will make a concerted effort
yeah.
to make a lot of musical references in this episode. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay. I wasn't ready. I wish I would have been ready.
Surprise. There you go. There's
what's
one.
That one?
A yeah. chorus line.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember any of the rest of that song.
yeah, that's... I'm very unprepared for this.
No, that character is really important. He's like an African-American gay dancer, and he's like amazing, and he sings a song about like learning about his sexuality, and it's Surprise.
Surprise. Surprise.
But then he falls and twists his knee, and it's like one of the most somber moments in the musical.
He's not the one who sings, "Stuff those shoes inside my socks."
Nope. Ran seven blocks.
Who sings that one?
I don't remember the character's name.
And nothing flat.
I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
No, he sings, "Surprise, a surprise, a surprise." That's basically
that's
the whole song.
Nora Jones, right? Surprise, surprise, I can surprise, see it surprise. In your eyes. All right, we'll put some musical references
I'm on
in
it
here.
Now.
All right. Well, what else do we have shout out wise? Because I've got a Gmail to read. So,
well, hang on.
Okay. And we've got new reviews. We've got a new review.
Cash echoes what our other listener, that would be Jennifer, although I think we have another listener that's also saying the same thing, echoes what all these people are saying, that we should pivot to Love is Blind. Look, y'all are preaching to the choir. I've been telling Ryan for years that there are better options for podcasting out there. He says he doesn't have time because he has a real job, but apparently he's spending that real job sending out fiery emails to Sprinkles people.
Yes, and that's important work. What, am I also going to have time to email Love is Blind people about products that they sell? This is really going to take a lot
of
my time.
All I'm saying is, if y'all really want that, send this guy an email. I don't want to hear it. But.
Well, we talked about this. The nice thing about Love is Blind is that we could jump in, because I'm not prepared to go back and watch Southern Charmed or Roni or whatever it is. So if it's a show that we tried with that divorce show and it wasn't that
good. That show sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan, and what's her
face? And Jaja.
Jojo. Jaja.
Jawa.
Jojo Siwa.
Like a kid in a candy store.
Look, the thing is, they've got us working 24 hours a day, 365 in Bachelor Nation.
That's part of it, is give us a it break is. So we can watch other shows. But it's like they only want us to watch their show. Ooh.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough when you're this deep in the franchise.
Yeah, when you're, balls deep in this franchise at this point.
Did you see that Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima are coming up with their own, like, network?
It's a whole
wild
network.
I believe.
That seems like a reach for our friend Chris Harrison. Yeah.
Someone in the comments asked, is he coming back to The Bachelor? And he went in there and responded, LOL, no.
Man.
All right, asshole.
Yeah. I wouldn't come back if they begged me.
Okay. Emily sent us a thing, Instagram post from something called Bachelor at Windmill.
Okay.
I like it.
I love it.
Because I think that's a nod to Pilot Pete.
Of course
it's
it is.
Gotta
yeah.
be. Unpopular opinion, they said, Daisy does not like Joey as much as he likes her. And then Emily said, this lights me on fire with rage. Is this an Anna and or Ryan opinion too? I don't know what lights her on fire with rage. The fact that Daisy doesn't like Joey as much as he likes her, or that people think that?
Because she does not like him as much as he likes her.
I said, I think I might think that. And she sent back a GIF that just says, no.
Yeah, who is this? Is Emily?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Emily, but yes, I also think that. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I think she likes him. I do not think that she likes him as much as he likes her. Him. Well, she won't say that she loves him.
I also feel like, you know, for better or worse, Daisy seems to have a very cautious personality.
Right.
And I just don't think that maybe this is the show where she's going to like let it all out there.
Well, she's not just going to lick the sex off of anybody's nuts.
No.
I mean, that's not really her thing.
I really want to know if that happens next week. Can we figure out a way to ask?
If they play that music video when they're closing the door to the fantasy suite. Yeah, I mean, I think she likes him, but she has always been a little more cautious. And I agree, that's the persona that you're reading off of her, of being a little more cautious, of not being a music video starlet.
I think Kelsey likes him as much as he likes mm-hmm. her. And I think Rachel likes him more than he likes her.
Yes.
So we've got three different scenarios.
We've got all the combinations.
What a Goldilocks situation.
I know. But he doesn't want, he wants whoever, who's Papa Bear that likes him the most.
Wait, what?
I think that Kelsey A is Papa Bear. Who has the biggest amount of love for him.
Well, no, I think Rachel has probably the same amount of love, but Joey doesn't have it for her.
I don't think this Goldie Bitlocks analogy quite works. This love is too soft. This love is just right.
And that's Kelsey.
It's just right. Okay. She's Goldilocks' porridge.
It's mutual.
She's Baby Bear's porridge.
Baby Bear.
Baby Bear's porridge, yeah.
Numero uno or numero dos? Kate sent us another video of Clayton dancing, and I said, first of all, he's wearing some glasses, and I find him even more attractive. He apparently has
admitted... Wait, you said this?
Yeah, he gets his hair permed to look the way that it looks.
I sent our listener, Bridge, a thing where I think I sent her this. Yep, I sent her this video.
I love it.
You
I'm sorry.
You have fallen for him.
Look how big his hands are.
Oh, they know what you say. They say about a guy with big hands.
I do.
He's
know.
A good dancer.
Yeah,
that's what they say. He perms his hair. That's what they say.
I'm sorry. I'm all
you,
in. On
okay,
this.
All right.
You
he
know
might
what
be
I
all
would
in.
Love to see? Like a Clayton redemption season. They did that with Brad Womack.
Yeah, or I mean, you wouldn't love to see that. It would be terrible.
I would love it.
No, you wouldn't.
Because what
say
if he was
now?
Like, I was trying too hard to do the right thing last time, and
but he wasn't.
Doing so I did the absolute wrong.
He wasn't
thing.
Trying hard to do the right thing.
I would love it if Clayton came back and was just like, "I don't give a fuck. I'm wearing this fur coat the whole time. Doesn't matter what climate we're in."
Madam, you're a flip flopper.
I'm perming my
you
hair.
You have flip flopped on Clayton.
Yeah, I have.
Nothing
you know
has changed about Clayton.
Call me. I'm going to rent out that Scottsdale mansion.
You're going to do that bachelor ceremony.
I'm going to pay the extra $500 to get him to
get
come.
Him to come and
it's just going to be me.
Right, but he's not going to give you the rose. That's the twist. He's going to be like, I can't give you this.
Well,
right now.
I'll respect it.
Yeah, he has. Nothing has changed about this man in any way, shape, or form, but you have done a 180 on his personality.
I agree. No. Stuff has changed. He's having fun. I actually feel like that was the problem with Clayton. One of the problems is like...
One of many.
He was trying too hard to be the like steady, sturdy bachelor. And I actually feel like he's like showing who he really is. And guess what, guys? He's fun. He's funky. He dances.
I mean, funky is probably a stretch.
He's funky.
Let me take you to Funky Town.
He's white boy funky. Now, is that the same thing as regular funky?
I don't even think he's white boy funky. He's Mr. Shoe funky.
Well, you know what? I'd like to make love on a summer roof in the rain with him.
Boy, this is embarrassing.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. You're the one who's out there liking that, like, whatever her name was. What's her face?
Oh, that's a good reference.
Kaylee,
what's her face?
Kelsey, Kylie.
What? Who are you talking
that
about?
That girl that was not very attractive that you're like,
oh,
she's
yeah.
got big boobs.
Yeah,
oh,
the like fun
yeah,
fairy
what was
looking
her name,
girl.
Right? What was her name?
Caitlin.
You're right. It was. Yeah, it was Caitlin. I knew that it was a K.
Yeah, I knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can like who you like, and I can like
Oh, you can like who you like, and you can even change your mind. I just think this is, it's all very rich.
Yeah,
this
well,
is all
you know what
very
else?
Rich.
I'm going to be rich when Clayton and I are living off his TikTok money.
And off his Scottsboro Airbnb money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are the shout-outs we've got?
We've got one more.
Okay.
And it's Aim Dame. She said, have you seen Maria's goodbye statement? It reeks of I'm the next Bachelorette. I'm not on board if that's the case. Maria in Paradise, sure, but Bachelorette, not so much. Of course, it seems Bachelor Nation is mostly Team Maria. Can you change my mind? I said, I agree. I don't want her as a Bachelorette.
No,
I
don't
said,
either.
Ryan might feel differently.
No, I don't.
Yep,
nope. I think she's perfect for Paradise. I think she's too divisive and abrasive to be the Bachelorette for the general population.
Even in this episode, bitch, like, I hate this thing. And I also didn't like when Rachel was like, what was that about? But, I mean, honestly, Maria, what was that about? Like, no, you have your family date with him. He goes to Canada. You go to the frickin' Niagara Falls. You had that whole date to tell him how you felt. And really, like, all you can say is, I appreciate you. And then you get to pull him aside. And you could just tell that she was so shocked that it didn't work. Well, guess what, Maria? It didn't.
I mean, I less vehemently agree.
I just, like, you know what,
it
Maria?
Doesn't make me as mad.
Fool
but...
me once. Shame on me. Fool me three times. Can't get fooled again.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, can't get fooled again.
I feel like how many, that's the other thing. Like, how many times are you going to play the, like, I should have said what I felt in the moment, but I just didn't. And now it's this. Like, no, you did that the week before. You got through by the skin of your teeth. Guess what? He's inviting Rachel to the fantasy suites now. And now we all have to sit through that mess.
Right. We all have to suffer.
Yeah.
Watching this boring.
God, I don't want Rachel there anymore. I don't even think Joey does. But, like, Maria showed her ass so much that he just was like, well, I can't reward this.
Maria showed her ass so much she doesn't get to show her ass.
I know.
And
you know
happens.
That Joey, like, really did want to sleep with her.
Oh, I know. Why did he cut her? He could have waited another
she
week.
She made it too hard. That's what she said.
So, yeah. I mean, I do not want Maria for Bachelorette. I don't think that she's right for the role. I think she's going to be great on Paradise. But, yeah, she doesn't seem communicative enough for the role of Bachelorette.
Even, like, genuine enough. I stand by what I said. She feels very performative.
Yeah, I mean, I am not going to change Aim Dame's mind. I saw a lot of people on Twitter really excited about the possibility of Maria for Bachelorette. I just don't see it. I don't think the producers are going to do it.
I hope
they are very cautious with their they are much better Bachelorette choosers than
they
are Bachelor.
Well, I was
going
to say too, they will throw caution to the wind and pick someone like Clayton for Bachelor, but it's pretty rare that they do the same thing for the female.
Yeah,
lead.
They make pretty safe choices.
Yeah.
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 Do you think they're ever going to do two leads again, or you think that was like a
It was pretty much a cluster, and I felt like everybody
Yeah, but not
agreed.
in a fun way either.
No, yeah, no.
Cuz I wanted it to be a cluster in a fun way, and it was not.
Yeah, no, and it was just too much. Like, then you got to do dates for both. It's logistically, it's a nightmare.
I liked the idea, but no one was in charge, and that was also one
of
Jesse's early
scenes, shaking it up.
Yeah,
but not that way.
Again, I think they're not going to. They did it in Australia, but I think the thing to do is buy Bachelorette, bisexual Bachelorette.
America can't handle that.
Yes, but that would be a very interesting shakeup, because then you get men and women and they might be interested in each other. Plus you've got the bi bachelor. That would be a season of television.
Never going to happen.
I know. But I'm just saying, if I ran this, they were taking my opinions.
Well, if its and butts were candy and nuts.
If its and butts were sprinkles and nuts.
That's right. I'd work at the
Sprinkle King factory,
at the
Jubilee
factory.
Candy factory.
Yeah.
All right, I have a Gmail shout out from a very important listener named Laura, who's my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend, guys, and she's real.
She lives in Canada.
She lives in Ontario. She works at the Jubilee Candy Factory.
She works at the Sprinkles Factory.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, and
which
she's
amazing.
Which
is why Ryan can't get those sprinkles.
She's withholding them from me. So she makes several important points. The first one is... the song you were talking about last week is Squeeze Box by The Who. They're like, Mom has got a squeeze box.
Yes.
And she says, please play it as your final song of choice next week to add some sex appeal to this whole ordeal. Done.
Okay.
Done. All right. And then she says, this goes back to the Love is Blind podcasting thing.
Can I just say something? Can I interject really quickly?
Interject.
I'd like to choose the closing song every other week. I think it's bullshit that you get to choose the song every single fucking episode.
That's great. Do it.
I'm going to bring this up with the mediator tomorrow.
Okay. Well, great.
You get to choose it every week.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here editing the podcast.
Ooh.
You are welcome to provide your suggestions. Okay.
Next week, it's
my choice. So Squeeze Box this week. Great. Next week. Anna gets to pick.
That's right.
She'll probably choose some Clayton dancing video.
I'm going to choose a song from You've Got Mail just for the heck of it.
So then this to Love is Blind point.
Yeah.
If you will recall, I never said you should start podcasting about Love is Blind. I said something along the lines of, quote, this is so boring. You keep making me watch this and it is so boring. There are a million other things to podcast about. Even Love is Blind is better. You are better than this. That is a direct quote.
I agree. Look, I'm watching Bravo. I'm watching Love is Blind. I mean, again, I've made this plea for years and Ryan won't hear it.
That's why this won't work. I'm just so inflexible.
Fun
I'm
fact,
always
that's
enforcing
also why our
my will.
Yep. I mean, you are, though. Like, I feel like you act like you're real laid back, but you're really not.
No, I'm not. I don't act like I'm laid
no,
back.
No, you do.
No,
you do. Look, you're
I'm
wearing
all
a
uptight.
Shirt right now. Oh, Pacific Northwest. It has a tent on it.
That's the sign that I'm laid back.
Because you're from Seattle, everybody just has to assume that you're real go with
real
the flow.
Real nice and laid back.
Loosey goosey. You're just letting things evolve because you come by it naturally.
I sure do. Real quick, other shout outs, and then we can get on to the show. Oh, what were you going to? I thought you were going to move on
to
the show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, we've got Monique on Facebook, which I forgot we had. We have a Facebook, you guys. Sending me a picture of hundreds and thousands. So that's a real thing. And then we've got, it was nice of Monique to reinforce that.
Although,
for us.
Again, it should be noted that my British boyfriend has never heard of that.
I think we need to get him some.
Hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
No, I don't need those in my house.
You don't want hundreds and thousands around your house? You might win the contest. the sprinkling hundreds and thousands of smiles Sprinkle King giveaway.
I think ethically neither you nor I can enter it.
I guess that's fair. I'll just buy myself some hundreds and thousands. All right, we had a nice new review from TLO330 who says, I look forward to your podcast every week. Your recaps are the best that's out there.
Aww.
And your honest takes are what I'm here for.
The best.
You guys don't sugarcoat anything. I'm also loving all the comments about Maria because I could not stand her from day one.
Look, I like Maria fine. I just, I don't need her on my TV as the Bachelorette.
I don't think she's the
also,
right choice.
Also, I don't like her that much. I don't. That's fair.
I like her fine. I don't like her that much. All right, well, thank you for your review. Let's get into the actual show, which begins with Maria's family listening to Godfather music. You have to assume that was playing in the home.
Tonight.
Like, here's what's happening.
I thought we started with Tiana.
Oh, we start down in New Orleans.
Catch it down in New Orleans.
Where all the men deliver deep dick in.
What's another Tiana song?
Oh, we used to know all these songs because we used to listen to these. Almost Paradise. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I really messed that mic up.
Yeah, oh no, now we can't sing Tiana. Hold on.
We just had 5 minutes of mic trouble, so I have no idea what we were talking about. I'm going to assume it was that Daisy song about sex and nuts.
Mm-hmm, of
so
course.
So let's just jump right in.
Yeah, down in New Orleans.
They are in New Orleans. They are riding a tandem bike. Have
I
you ever
saw
done
that?
This?
No, I have never done it. I've always wanted to.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think I would be good at it.
I've never wanted to.
I think I would crash into something.
Do you have to ride in tandem? Like, do your feet... Do the pedals, do you have to coordinate the pedals together to
Unclear.
Make that work? Because that seems
I don't
like
know.
A nightmare.
That does not seem like my specialty.
That seems like when we tried to kayak together in Bulkhead Island. Whoa.
Disaster. Yeah.
It should make you feel better that actually British Brian and I went kayaking in Key West when we were there earlier this year. And it went terribly. So I might be the common
denominator. You might
denominator.
Be the X factor here. When we kayak on
I'm
our
the
own,
problem.
It's fine.
It's me.
It's me. Hi, I'm the kayak problem. It's me.
Oh, all right. They see a bride taking pictures and Joey's like, how does that make you feel? Does that get you wet?
That could be you if you play your cards right.
Yeah.
If you put out in the fantasy suites.
She's like, it makes me excited. Like, it's crazy. You know who I figured out that Kelsey kind of reminds me of?
No, hit me.
Only in light of how she looked at what recent music awards was it? The Grammys, I guess. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, sure.
Because she got the big hair and the big teeth. Everything's big. I think Kelsey's really pretty, but she's kind of larger than life.
She is a little larger than life. Miley Cyrus was a little larger than life
yes.
at the Grammys, too. People were loving
it.
That. Look, I did not love that.
Oh, really?
Look.
I loved it. When she was like, she's like, why do y'all act like y'all don't know this song?
Right. And she's like, I can buy myself flowers. I buy myself flowers. That was basically how the performance went, as I recall. I do a pretty good Miley, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's just being Miley.
The climb.
It's the climb. This is what Amanda wanted in terms of singing, right? Is me doing bad Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what we all want.
This is what you're getting what you want. We, the men deliver around here.
Speaking of terrible singing voices, Joey's voice is awful. Did you catch that?
No, where was he singing?
He sings when the saints come. Go march
when the saints go marching in. Yeah.
Just for like a second, it's like a fade out shot, and his voice sounds awful.
Oh.
He's like so off tune.
Oh, I did not catch that.
He's like walking away all jauntily and he's singing it.
You know, maybe that's his Clayton thing. Maybe he sings badly for
you,
fun.
You, sir, are no Clayton.
I would take that as a badge of honor, Joey.
Kelsey talks a lot about her mom in this episode.
A lot about seeing butterflies.
I get it. It's the hometown date, and it makes sense that she would be like, you know, everything that we're doing, my mom should be here, and it's hard that she's not.
But the mom is there because of all the butterflies.
Butterfly kisses.
Butterfly in the sky. Kelsey's mom says hi.
Come, my lady. Come, come, my lady. Be my butterfly, sugar baby.
That's whenever Kelsey A hears that song, she thinks of her mom.
Let's see. Kelsey's dad needs to be the Golden Bachelor. I can't be the only one who thought
you
this.
You are not.
Was it all over Twitter?
It was all over
X?
Twitter.
Yeah.
It was Bridge lost her mind
I
about Kelsey's
him.
Dad. Laura was a fan of Kelsey's dad. Yeah.
Big fan.
Everybody liked Kelsey's dad.
Sure.
So yeah, that was not a minority opinion.
I just loved him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Joey tells her dad that his feelings are very real, and she says, I think I love him. He basically gives Joey his blessing. He says, I hope that she's engaged when she comes home.
I know, which that is a much stronger response than parents usually give.
Well, I thought that too, but then I was like, well, the alternative is that she didn't get chosen and she's like heartbroken. So of course he hopes that she's engaged.
I don't think so though. I think some parents are like, boy, I hope you don't marry this person that you met on TV.
I hope you don't marry this asshole with
that
a perm.
Can't sing. Well, yeah, I mean, I think this is because even in this episode, the other people are like, okay. Whereas he's like, I hope they end up together.
You know what? I respected Hakeem. If you, if it gets to that point, you yes, have my number.
Yes, wonderful.
I was like, man, Hakeem is not giving in here.
But that is the right response. It's like, all right, if it gets there, like, I'm not going to give you my blessing when you've got two other, or I guess at this point, three other women floating around. Like, you choose my daughter and she chooses you and then she can give me a call. It's a great response.
You can call me man to man. All right, Hakeem.
Yeah, yeah. Great. You can eat a pig's ear if you like my daughter.
And he did.
And he does, yeah.
That's basically the Kelsey date. I mean, I think actually once we start talking about the actual episode, there's not that much to
say. I think that's why we burned 30 minutes on shout-outs and nonsense.
Also, just because we're popular.
Yeah,
because
everybody loves us. Favorite podcast hosts.
Can we... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say my global comment was... that I was overall very delighted by these families. I found them charming. Yeah. And I found, like...
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, I found them sweet.
Agree.
And I found this to be, like, a pleasant episode. This was not a lot happened. It wasn't that exciting.
All
but it was like...
All the families behaved pretty well.
Which is both what you want and what you don't want. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be talking about these people
Naomi's mom pulling a bird out of
a
freezer.
I want Parumpum and Dean eating mung beans together. Because that's what I remember. And I can't tell you anybody else's parents from the last 10 years except for Parumpum.
I agree. I agree. It was a pretty standard, just well-run family episode. But super exciting.
I agree. Not a ton to talk about. So we're on to Rachel. The other reason there's not a lot to talk about is because other than Maria and Kelsey, they don't really do anything before they meet the families. And even like Kelsey
well,
and
Daisy, they go to the Christmas tree farm.
Well, but that's to me, that's all part of that's roped in on the
her family's not there.
Well, I guess that's true. The friends are there, but it seemed like there was less like before the family meet. Like it was very much focused.
Rachel, they went straight to her family.
They went straight to her family.
Daisy,
they
go to the Christmas tree farm. Maria, they go to Niagara Falls. And Kelsey, they ride the tandem bike. So really, Rachel was the only one that kind of got screwed.
And maybe they did some, or maybe, oh no. Oh, oh no. I touched something and now it's all messed up.
Stop touching things.
I would just breathed on it. Is it okay? No,
no
it's not
you
okay.
Didn't breathe
yeah.
on it. You knocked it off with your big paw.
With my big maw. You know what they say about a guy with big hands. All right. How does it sound on your end?
All right. That fixed
okay. All right. Whew. Good.
So Rachel's from Rancho Cucamonga. Is that where he talks about in the Bring Your Kid to Work episode of The Office? Cucamonga. Is that where the train goes?
I mean, he says Cucamonga. I don't know
Next
if that's
stop.
Yeah, if that's the same as Rancho Cucamonga.
Next stop, Cucamonga.
Which is a very fun thing to say. I was because Laura mentioned how fun it is to say, and I was saying I don't think I've ever been there. Like it's around
you lived in California.
Yeah, and I did. Welcome to California. Come to Rancho Cucamonga.
Where is Rancho?
It's like
Cucamonga?
By Disneyland and stuff. So it's like in that
you
region.
Been there.
Yeah,
yeah.
If I would have known how fun it was to say, I would have gone.
I thought
and...
you were Mr. California.
Oh, I was Mr. California.
Rachel's dad, I said in my notes, looks kind of like an angry Disney character. He reminded me a little bit of, who's the guy in Moana?
Oh, the dad?
No. The,
Maui?
Yeah, Maui.
Tread, now you watch your butt.
Well, it was
I think
because
this might
he,
be a time for you to watch your butt.
It was because he had half of his body was a shark.
It's because he had that hook that he could use to turn himself into various animals.
Yeah.
Where, real quick, because this matters, where does Maui's hook go when he turns into the other animals? Because when
he has
he's Maui, no, but he like, is he always holding it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it like, he holds it as the bird or
yeah,
he holds
he
it.
Yeah, he definitely
okay.
holds it as the bird.
Okay. And he holds it as the whatever it is. Yeah, the shark.
When he's
the...
like flying. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
Okay, that
Believe
helps.
It or not, they actually thought about that.
No, I don't think these Disney people think things but, through. Yeah. I think they're just throwing stuff up on their
Willy
storyboards.
Willy.
They're not, they don't do things with care at Disney.
They'd go to a pig roast and Joey apparently is very respectful by willing to try the ear of the pig.
I mean, just to have a full pig cooked for him, which they're like, this is a big deal to get a whole pig cooked for you.
Yeah.
It seemed like a nice time. There was some cornhole going on. Uncle Al explained some dancing, which actually, on a like kind of serious note, I thought they did a nice job of explaining that like this dance was part of their culture, but also like part of colonization and like how that's a like tricky thing to deal with. Like that's a little more than we usually get from The Bachelor.
You know who would slay at that dance?
Who?
Clayton.
What if they just brought him in? That's what I could get behind is not Clayton on a season, but like if there was like a dance date where Clayton is the dance instructor.
Bring him on as like an expert.
Yes, like a dance expert. That I would be 100% behind.
That really is the image of colonization. It's just Clayton with his permed hair trying to do this dance.
Well, this like native, Filipino, but it's not native. It's like a Spanish dance that becomes a Filipino dance that Clayton
and
then
he's like,
does.
I got this.
Yeah, I can do this. Yeah. Joey did actually seem good at it.
He has good footwork, obviously.
It's better
tennis
than
pro.
Better than his singing for sure.
Opinion, I'm not even going to say that it's unpopular because I think everybody thinks this. Here's my thoughts on Rachel.
Okay. It's a nuanced take. So that's not my take.
Whoa,
my
Rachel's
take is
boring.
Well, that's not a bore. A fart noise isn't a boring
also,
noise, though.
I think she sucks. I think that she, everybody forgets, she was in that mean girl trifecta. It was Rachel, Sydney, and Leah. And just because Rachel's hung around longer than the other two doesn't mean that I forgot. I remember Rachel.
Hashtag never forget.
And then I feel like it comes out. Brian and I disagreed on this moment.
Okay.
When she asks Maria, what was that about?
Okay.
I thought that Rachel was way out of line. Like, I'll tell you what it's about. None of your business.
Yeah, none
ya. But he was like, no, I get it. Like, she pulled him, you know. He was like, I think that Rachel's within her rights to like ask what's going on.
So I agree with you. But I also, like, she acts like Maria's not following the rules. Well, then pull him, Rachel. Like, hey, I want to talk to you too.
Also, like, it's not, I mean, yes, I guess we're saying the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Don't get pissed when other people, also don't get mad at Maria. Like, Joey didn't have to go out there, you know? Instead, he's like, absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to hear you express your feelings too late.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see this last ditch effort that's too little too late.
And sorry, Rachel, it doesn't have anything to do with you. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
I agree with you.
Okay.
And I just, I...
Good.
I find Rachel to be kind of... meh. That's my review of Rachel. It's not like I'm sure she's, or maybe she's not a nice person, maybe she's a mean girl, but I'm shocked that she's in the top three.
Me too.
Like, I just don't see how she stood out.
I feel
enough.
Like she's like when that one guy was in like the top four and
right.
everyone was like, who is this guy?
Yes, it
and
is
he's
reminiscent
like,
of that.
I've been here the whole time.
I've been here.
Like everybody was getting his name wrong.
Yeah, it was like Matt or something.
But he
something.
Literally, he was at least in the top four.
He was in
four.
The top, I think he was like top four, top six.
Yeah, oh, no, it was more than six. It was like four, maybe even three. I feel like she like slept with him and then she was like, what's your name again?
Now tell me who you are again. Yeah. This is one of those where like she just sort of keeps making it through the process.
Well, I feel like she also has benefited from... other people messing up. Like,
oh,
I feel
sure.
like he wanted to keep Maria, but he was like, I just can't. Like,
right. And he wanted to keep the woman that left.
Oh, Lexi.
Lexi. Yeah. So like there were other people, like she would have gotten cut in lieu of Lexi.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rachel.
Yeah. I still don't understand why Kelsey T or Jen aren't in this place.
That's what I don't get. Why Rachel is there and Jen isn't.
Right. Or it seemed like he had a bet. We talked about this last week.
I know,
a broken record.
I know.
But yeah, I agree. I did like that Rachel's dad has never seen this show.
Yeah. He's like, I don't give a shit.
He's like, I think it has some kind of engagement at the end of it. Like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of what Jen made a similar point of like, my mom is not going to understand this bullshit.
I also feel like they just kept like cutting over to him and he was just like glaring at them, which I loved. He looks like one of those like dog memes where the dog's given the side eye. Her mom says that it's not just Joey choosing her. Mm-hmm. It's also her choosing Joey. And then she says, guard your heart, guard and protect.
It's guard and protect time.
It's guard and protect time.
I did like, so the mom says she's skeptical, and then Joey goes on to give the vaguest reassurance that I've ever heard in my life. And the mom just still looks skeptical. I don't have the quote from Joey, but it was like, this is not doing what you hope it's doing,
well,
Joey.
Well, I also think that what became very clear in this episode is how much more Joey likes the other two.
Yeah.
And I even thought Maria, too. Like, I just feel like he has the least amount of natural chemistry with Rachel. So I'm very interested to see how the fantasy
how
this
go. Sex date goes.
Whoa.
Well, but that is true because it seems a little cruel to keep Rachel around if he's really not... If he's not feeling it, yeah.
Like Lala, it's ain't nobody got me feeling like I feel with you, but he's like, it's the opposite.
Who is Lala? This is a reality show person. Yeah.
It's a song. We're going to play
La
La
Land.
We're going to play a little bit here.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, boy.
Banger.
Banger. Huge banger.
I'm going to make a controversial point about Vanderpump Rules, and then we don't have to talk about it again.
Okay.
That's the best song that's ever come out of Vanderpump Rules.
What are our other choices? Good as Gold?
Good as Gold. Let's Touch in Public.
Actually, both of those are pretty good songs.
Yeah.
I just now for the first time heard this other one. So we'll see.
They are all pretty good.
Okay.
I will give you that.
Okay.
The
mom is very sensible, and I'm sorry I didn't take her name down, but she talks to there's three other possible ladies, so the verdict is still out. I'm still cautious, and that's what good parents should be.
She says they both say, like, Rachel got her heart broken before, and so they just don't want to see that happen again. Way to let her go on this show.
Well, I mean, she's a grown woman, so
no,
she can do what she likes.
On.
Yes.
She tells Joey, I'm definitely falling in love with you. I'm choosing you.
I choose you. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So off to the Christmas tree farm. Taylor Swift calls and she wants her childhood back.
Of
Daisy.
Fucking course Daisy grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Like, give me a break. She says it's a spot that's filled with love and Christmas.
So do they always have a Santa Claus there?
Of course not.
I mean, like,
no.
This was in October, and there's like a Santa and a Christmas tree.
It's like the Christmas tree farm version of the polar bear plunge.
Yes.
They threw all this together. They rented out that child.
Tyler loved Christmas.
It did look like a good time. They feed alpacas.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a great time.
There's a wishing tree.
Joey's flannel I really liked. I could rock that flannel.
He was wearing a really good sweater on Maria's date, too.
Ooh, I don't think I noted that.
I like Joey's style.
I do too. I would actually love to have Joey's style.
I bet you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like Joey is like my aspirational style.
Joey's sweaters are a little more understated than some of your choices.
Well,
I haven't seen Joey in like a bold striped sweater.
Well, he might look good in a bold striped
even
sweater.
Even in New Orleans.
Yeah, down in New Orleans.
Well,
New Orleans is not sweater weather. The Christmas tree farm. It says, I mean, that's perfect for flannel.
They hang out at the Christmas tree farm. And then Daisy, here's what worries me about Daisy. And you can tell me how much you agree with this.
Okay, let's hear it.
It worries me when people say, like, I have to have my family's input to know how I feel about this. I understand if you're like, my family is very important to me. Like, I want them to approve of this person or to like this person. I want to see how they interact. Like, I get all of that. And I do admit that I think it's a fine line between like wanting to make sure that the person you're with will fit in with your family and saying like, I can't be with this person if my family doesn't see me with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that.
The listener cannot see me vigorously nodding my assent here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's like, ideally, the person fits in well with your family. I think even then, it's still like, well, if I really love this person, even then, you know, it's not... going to be a deal breaker, but to be like, they have to approve.
Yeah.
It's too much.
And I just feel like if yeah. you really loved that person, like, no, you wouldn't just be, again, I see that it would be important and you wouldn't be happy if your family didn't like them, but I don't think that that should shake necessarily how you feel about them.
Right. Like, I guess I don't love you anymore.
Yeah. I guess my feelings were fake because my mom doesn't like you.
Yes. No, I think I agree with that take.
And she does definitely seem to have that type of view.
Right.
Which I know that some people are like that. And especially if you come from a really close-knit family. I mean, I get it. It just, it always kind of rubs me a little bit the wrong way.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And that would rub me the wrong way if I was dating someone that said that.
Yeah.
Like, my family must approve of you.
Also, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
thanks.
Right. Well, and it's like, what, am I dating everybody here?
Yeah.
Am I courting everyone? Yeah. Right. So that, I agree. I think that is too far.
Even Grandma Gloria has to like him.
Grandma Gloria loves him.
Yeah, she did.
So Daisy gives a nice little speech to her friends about how this experience has taught her what she deserves.
She could barely breathe.
But I thought this was nice, and I do hope that this is what Daisy takes out of this experience, because I don't think it's going to be her. And I do think, like, if this has taught her that someone can accept her, and that she deserves for someone to accept her for who she
is.
Stop touching that mic. I'm trying not to move at all.
God, you're like Jim a cat over there.
I know. I can't knocking things off the wall.
With your weird paws.
First they were huge. Now they're weird. I thought this.
No, I agree.
And honestly, I think that more of these people, and some of them do, should approach this show as like, this is an experience for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if I end up with the person. Like, this is.
I think if you get far enough, a lot of them do feel that way. Like, Charity was like that.
Right.
Honestly, Joey was like that. But here's the thing. I actually feel like it's easier to feel that way if you get picked to be the next lead.
Yes. Because
you're like, wow, I've learned all this stuff. And now I get to choose from 25 right. people.
What a journey. Now I get to sleep with three people of my choice.
Like, you never hear, we didn't hear Leslie, or, well, I guess we don't know who the next Golden Bachelorette is going to be. But like, you never hear from number four.
Right. Then like, I would like that. If there was a little more of like, or like if that was a little more of the after the final rose is like, what'd you learn? You know, like what did this process do for you?
What'd you learn?
Yeah, some more metacognitive activities.
A 3-to-5-page essay for us.
I want some reflective learning and growth here. All right.
Daisy's grandpa says she's the real deal.
The real deal. All right. You may probably didn't notice this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very bizarre conspiracy theory.
Sure.
Right in the smack dab in the middle of this date, there was a TV ad for Daisy cottage cheese. Was that intentional?
Possibly.
Because they've been running these like Carvana.
Is Daisy's name even Daisy?
I think they're like, we need a Daisy. And like, oh, well, this girl's name is Christine. And they're like, oh, no, she's Daisy now.
She's your Daisy.
Because we want to sell this cottage cheese. America loves Daisy cottage cheese and The Bachelor together. Yeah.
Well, there's your
theory. We've cracked this whole thing.
I love cottage cheese. I mean,
when's the last time you had cottage cheese?
I often buy it at the grocery store and then I don't eat it.
Right. Yeah. So you don't.
I do love cottage cheese though. I used to get the cottage cheese doubles where you get cottage cheese and then a little side of jam.
See, that sounds good. And you mix it in together.
Here's a musical reference for you, Amanda. Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
What is that?
Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today. I said jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today. You can wish as you want, you can want as you wish.
Still you better hear me say,
jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
That is from a musical movie, Alice in the Looking Glass, that was like a real weird 80s movie that was like told
like an Alice in Wonderland.
But it's real dark, and it scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
There were so many weird 80s. For me, it was like Return to Oz with the wheelers that had like wheels for hands and feet.
Like, even like Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
So are our kids likewise traumatized by like stuff like this? I don't know what it's going to be.
They don't ever watch movies. They just watch YouTube
shorts.
But
I think they're going to be traumatized by like Skibidi Toilet or whatever. They're going to be like, I watch Skibidi Toilet.
I still
Toilet.
Don't know what that is.
Well, that's good because it's cringe now. It's already cringe. I know. Thank goodness.
God, what were we talking about?
Okay, so the grandpa says Daisy's the real deal. Daisy's not the real deal. She's a fake for cottage cheese.
You
to
know
plug
who her mom
cheese.
Reminded me so much of?
Who?
Adi Bryant from Saturday Night Live.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't watching with that in mind, but... Yeah, that is a good comparison.
That was a very sweet moment when she hears her brother's
voice.
Yes,
and she's like, it sounds
like
him.
I love it when the show actually captures like real meaningful moments.
Yeah, I think that's why, because I have shortly after that, I am charmed by these families. Oh, and there's another wonderful moment where Daisy and her dad are talking, and he's like, well, if he rejects you, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're not going to lose your hearing over it. That's great. That was just great. Yeah.
I loved that dad, too. Shoot your shot, and if you nail it, it's all the marbles. Love it. I love a marbles metaphor.
Oh, yeah. And that's
what the fuck are y'all doing up there in Minnesota? Working on Christmas tree farms, talking about playing marbles.
That's a great dad reference. I need to work more dad metaphors into my, or
they
marble
like,
metaphors into my parenting.
They live in the Berenstain Bears. Like, Daisy comes out eating a honeycomb.
Yeah, Professor Actual Factual drops by with some new dinosaur bones that he found. Mayor Honeypod is leading a parade through the Christmas tree farm.
Her dad was actually really encouraging of her. He was like, look, you got to go all in. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a wall up and that's never going to work. And I thought that was good advice. And actually, Maria's dad basically says the same thing
right.
to her.
And I think that is another healthy way to approach this is like, go for it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Well,
as opposed
also, like,
to like, you will be broken forever if this doesn't work.
You're here. Like, what are you doing on the show if you're going to have a wall up and, you know, maybe get sent home? Like, I do think they're correct that, like, if you're going to go all in or if you're going to be on the show, you got to go all in.
Right. You can't be the walled capital of Malta.
Correct.
Right. You cannot be that. All right. So we're at Niagara Falls with the fall colors. And Maria has never done the touristy thing of riding the Maid of the Mist.
Never been to Niagara Falls myself.
No, me neither. Yeah. Then they bring Canadian maple whiskey. Canadian
maple.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. He does not bring this. Yeah. Is this just alcoholic syrup? Is that what's going on here?
Looks like it.
So
it's maple flavored whiskey.
But could you put this on your pancakes?
Well, you can put anything on your pancakes. You can put sprinkles on your pancakes.
Okay. So you put this whiskey and sprinkles on your pancakes.
That's
and
a good
that's
time.
A breakfast right there.
That's a Canadian breakfast.
That's a Canadian flapjack for you. That's what they call them up there. You can get that at Tim Hortons.
Joey says that he never questions whether he's going to have a good time with Maria.
Uh-huh.
There's always a spark. The question is that spark enough to overcome the issues we've had? He nails it.
Yeah. He also asks a great question, which is, how has she gone this far in life without opening up and showing this side of herself to her family? Like, she's never brought someone home.
Yeah.
Which, again, everybody has a different situation, but I do think that he's right of like, I mean, this is the first time they've ever seen her, like, with a guy.
And Maria's 30, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she's one of the, like, 22-year-old contestants.
Sure.
I mean, it's
it
a little strange.
It is a little strange.
The whole, I mean, look, I love the Sprinkle King as much as the next guy. I agree. I thought all these families were giving the warm and fuzzies. Her family was a little strange.
Yeah,
when
they're
watching that slideshow and all of her family is just, like,
watching
staring
them.
At them.
Yes.
That was uncomfortable.
I actually... Controversial opinion. I know I got my hopes up. I was not bowled over by the Sprinkle King.
I felt like he like talked a big talk and then he was like, I love you. Like everything's great.
Yeah. I mean, I he was fine, but yeah. I think I had such a buildup in my mind of this Wonka-esque figure that he just could not.
I don't know.
Deliver.
I felt like he was pretty weirdo, like Willy Wonka. I mean, he's like, Maria's my angel. We've been inseparable since the accident when she was 3, I believe.
One. She was 1.
So that 29 could explain years. A little bit of why Maria hasn't brought
why
anyone
why she's not
home.
Bringing dudes home.
Also,
yeah.
I think I said this last week, but, you know, Amory said she was like a child actress. I just think Maria probably has a lot of shit to work through.
Probably. Well, there's that line where Joey's like, I brought you this. I heard this was your favorite. And first of all, we never find out what's in the package. But then Sprinkle King goes, no, this is my favorite, and taps Maria.
Yeah, what a jerk.
That's
also,
yeah.
Also, like, you're being a little weird.
That's
Sprinkle
a little
making
weird.
It uncomfortable.
Yeah,
for
this
the rest
is a little
us.
Too much.
There you got Daisy's grandpa saying she's the real deal. All right, Grandpa Joe, calm it down. I'll tell you why I also don't want Maria as the Bachelorette.
Okay, tell me.
Because I feel like when we get this trope of like, I wasn't able to open up, but now I've learned that I need to. I don't feel like Maria has really learned that. Like, I felt like she came in with like a last ditch effort, feeling like she needed to say this to save her spot on the show. But I don't actually think that she's shown that she's like grown a lot as a person. And so when we get, for instance, like Joey, or I think Charity was kind of the same way, it's someone who let their walls down, but then the lead was like, it's still not you.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I don't think that we got that with Maria.
This was a Hail Maria pass to try to, and yeah, I'm not sure. Does she even feel this way? Like, I know she likes Joey, but like, is she really falling in love with him?
I don't know
I don't
either.
Think so.
I wasn't sold on that.
What, say, like, not saying it and then pulling him aside at the airport hangar right before he gives out the roses?
Reeks of
to
desperation.
To kind of say, because even then she doesn't really, what is she? She does say she says, I told myself I could see myself falling in love with you, but I can't because I am falling in love with you, which is also just a kind of convoluted thing to say, Maria.
Also, I don't get why she didn't say I love you at the end of the family date, because she says to her dad, like, I do love him.
Well, that's her, the like character flaw moment that they like, of like, she can't open up, she can't do it. It feels like in a movie when someone's like, see you later, bud, when they want to say, like, I love you.
I know that, but it just felt like when she admitted it to the dad, she was so
self-assured.
She said it so assuredly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I didn't really understand. I mean, I guess just for the drama, do it all for the drama.
Well,
I don't know.
She does seem to be a little bit closed off. I think that also might be part of her thing, is in a situation where she feels comfortable, she is open like that with her dad,
right.
But then she's doing some of this performative stuff or being blocked in other places.
And maybe that's it. Like, maybe deep down she really knew that she didn't feel that way about Joey, and so she kind of kept herself from saying it.
I would like Nick Vial to do a complex therapy session.
I would love it.
Yes.
And then get Clayton in there too.
To just dance around.
What a Jung and
yin and yang.
Yeah.
And a Carl Jungian, Clayton really is a Jungian archetype of the fool.
How about Maria saying, I don't know what more I could have given this man. I mean, like, assurance that you
something.
Loved him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
Sprinkles?
I can think of, yeah, exactly. A tour of the factory that your father runs. Let's take a trip to the factory.
Find out what these sprinkles are about to be.
For every single person who didn't catch that reference, it's Elmo's potty time.
Y'all knew
you
y'all,
go,
got, y'all got
you go
it.
To the toilet paper factory to see how toilet paper
Find
is made.
Find out what this
pulp
is about,
it's to, about
be.
To be.
Gotta mash it. Put it in a flurry. Hurry.
Can't rest while a mess is occurring. This is the kind of musical reference that Amanda wanted.
Look, that is
Elmo's Potty Time.
Potty Musical.
Yeah, well, no, it's Elmo. There's Elmo the
Elmo
Musical.
The musical.
Yeah. Imagine a story.
Imagine a song.
It's almost like our daughter's first word was Elmo. We'll we make know it this up. So much.
As we go along, I'm going to say, actually, a lot of those songs from Elmo the Musical rock.
There are a lot of bangers.
They hit. Yeah. Really all bangers all the time.
Yeah, it is. It's Kendall Roy's playlist.
Pick a favorite. I mean,
so many golden shoes.
The Elmo the Athlete.
Yeah, look at them go. The chickens.
Yeah.
Should we count them? What the heck?
Keep on clucking. Yes. That's a great song.
And
great
all message. all the potty time.
Yeah.
The songs are good. And keep on clucking. That's what I feel like Maria needs to hear that. Keep on clucking.
Yeah, listen to those chickens from Sesame Street.
Keep on clucking, clucking.
Keep on clucking, clucking. That's the way you gotta keep on trying and you'll be okay.
Sprinkle King makes a great point. He says, if you're telling me I'm falling for her and you're telling the other three girls I'm falling for them, that doesn't mean anything. He is correct to say it to all of them. And then Joey's like, I'm not going to do that because it doesn't mean anything. And Sprinkle King is like, I do respect that.
I respect you.
And he's petting a cat and he's like, you come to me on the day of my daughter's hometown date and ask me for a favor.
He's Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Well, he's the Godfather.
He's the Godfather. The Godfather is the I Ching.
It's come full circle. It all comes back to you've got mail.
I want to say one more thing about this date.
Okay.
Maria was fake crying when she tries to cry. Bitch, you are not crying.
Okay.
She's like contorting her face.
Well, she's an actress. She knows how to do it.
Yeah, she's a child actress. Rachel cried for real. Daisy cried for real. Kelsey cried for real. Maria, we see real tears with these other women. You did not have real tears.
All right. You want to go to this airport hangar?
Where they're doing this? Like, what are we in freaking like a...
Well, I think what's happening here is that they're like, we just got to fly everybody in. And do this.
And
thing.
Then we're leaving.
Yeah.
They're flying out.
So I think they're all like, all right, just meet at the airport. And they should meet at like a Chili's too to do this.
We're all going to meet at that Auntie M's Pretzels.
Rachel, will you accept this Jamba Juice?
We're going to go to the airport chapel and just do it right here.
We can get married here. We can take all our pets to the pet relief area.
You know who came to do the wedding? Pilot Pete.
Of course. Yeah. And Nathaniel.
Jake Pavelka. You could get a whole host of people in there. Well, don't let Nathaniel marry you.
He might be a good graduate instructor, but he certainly won't keep your marriage together.
Nope. Really single-handedly wrecked that one, didn't you, big guy?
It's not the fact that I am very stubborn despite pretending to be Lucy Goosey.
All right, roses go to Daisy, Kelsey, and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
After Maria, as you said, tries one last ditch effort. Guess what? The game's over.
Yeah, well, and Joey says, like, I've tried everything in my power, which might be a little bit of an overstatement, but, like, he's tried, and I feel like she hasn't quite met him.
Well, I feel like he was being very honest when he said, it felt like it would be dishonest to move forward with the amounts of doubts that I have. And he probably does have a lot of doubts because she keeps playing him.
Yeah, no, I think he has a lot of doubts. He probably could have.
He's no doubt. Actually, he's the opposite of no doubt.
Gwen Stefani could not be in a band.
He's that boyfriend that left No Doubt after Gwen Stefani broke up with him.
Mom's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest, but when daddy comes home he never gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night and the music's all right. Squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Well, the kids don't eat and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street. 'Cause she's playing all night and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. She goes
squeeze box. Daddy never sleeps at night.
Is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.